Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, Secrets and Spies. Should MI6 secrets be kept secret? I ask after a closely argued speech this week, which answered, yes. Are you here for the event? Asked the security guard. Ah, yes, I replied. The event. And I nodded knowingly. The guard also nodded knowingly in a knowing manner of one who knows. Happily, we were both at the Thomson Reuters building in Canary Wharf for the same event, and so after checking my cloak and dagger at reception, I was ushered to an auditorium being readied for an historic speech by a top spy, and not into the meeting about budgetary requirements for the fiscal year in the magazine wing of the company. The invited audience was made up of a few high-ranking military and intelligence types, and what were described as some of Britain's senior journalists, collective term a motley crew. Perhaps due to administrative error involving the words air and marshal, I received an invitation. And so, armed only with a confident expression, I made my way to the second row of chairs and settled in to listen to the man known as C. Sir John Sawyers is C and holds a moniker first employed in 1909 by Mansfield Cummings, the original head of the Secret Intelligence Service, SIS, popularly known as MI6. Cummings signed his documents C in green ink, and to this day, the head of the service uses both the initial and a green ink pen. It's part of the mystique of the organisation, along with the idea that there's a bloke called Q down in the basement concocting fiendish devices so secret they only show up in Austin Powers films. The most serious side of the speech, on torture and the control principle, has been well covered. What received less attention was Sir John's defence of secrecy. He opened by quoting a letter to the Times, the spook's favourite paper after the Daily Secret. It read, "Sir, is it not bizarre that MI5 and MI6, otherwise known as the Secret Services, currently stand accused of being, secretive?" Well, in the speech Sir John says, secrecy is not a dirty word. Secrecy is not there as a cover-up. Human beings, being naturally suspicious of things they don't know about, well, that's one of the basic reasons for racism, I think. If the door is closed, you wonder what's behind it, and most of us assume the worst and hope for the best. So when confronted with an organisation whose raison d'etre is to find things out and not tell everyone, we react accordingly. It follows that if allegations of, say, torture are made against the service, and its books are not open to public scrutiny, you might always be left with a degree of suspicion, no matter how many times C says, as he did, torture is abhorrent and we have absolutely nothing to do with it. Indeed, Amnesty International remains sceptical, despite the speech. So we're left with trust in our system of government and its checks and balances. Perhaps not the most solid of foundations, but nevertheless it's all we've got, other than the freedom not to trust it. SIS operates within the framework of the 1994 Intelligence Services Act, and it answers to the Foreign Secretary, who answers to the Prime Minister, who theoretically answers to Parliament and the public, and the Queen. Its work is also overseen by the Intelligence and Security Committee, although there are limits in how far that can probe. Two former judges, acting as Intelligence Commissioner and Interception Commissioner, have full access to SIS files. Well, not enough for you? Short of having a public viewing gallery in C's office and tapping his phone, for which you'll need the Home Secretary's permission, that's all you're going to get. Who guards the guards? We'll see above. OK, then, who guards the guards? Who guards the guards? And who guards... etc. Secrecy can be there as a cover-up, and the establishment has ways and means of legally obscuring certain things and or kicking them into the long grass. But the system, such as it is, does have overview by a free press, parliament and legal system. Within those confines, the key to oversight is to concentrate hard. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.